ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय सतां महत् सेवा दारं आहु विमुक्ते महत्सेवा दारं आहु विमुक्ते तमद्दारं योषितां संगिसंगं तमुद्धारं योषितां संगिसंगं महान्त ते समचित्ता पोषन्तात्मा सरि पोषन्ता महान्तस्ते समचित्त पोषन्ता निमन्नव सुहृद साधव हे विमन्नव सुहृद साधव जे महत्सेवादार आहु विमुक्ते तमोद्धारं जोषितां संगी संगम महन्तस्ते समचित्ता प्रशान्ता विमन्नव सुहृद साधव जे महत्सेवादारं आहु विमुक्ते तमोद्धारं जोषितां संगी संगम महान्तस्ते समचित्ता प्रशान्ता विमन्नव सुहृद साधव जे महत्सेवां दारमाहु विमुक्ते तमोद्धारं जोषितां संगी संगम महान्तस्ते समचित्ता प्रशान्ता विमन्नव सुहृद साधव जे महत्सेवा दारं आहुर विमुक्ते तमोद्धारं जष्टा संगी संगम महान्तस्ते समचित्ता प्रशान्तात्मा प्रशान्ता विमन्नव सुहृद साधो जे वन कैन अटेन द पाथ ऑफ लिबरेशन फ्रॉम मटेरियल बॉन्डेज ओनली बाय रेंडरिंग सर्विस टू हाईली एडवांस्ड स्पिरिचुअल पर्सनालिटीज So here we still can serve Prabhupada. See, he is Vimukte, highly advanced spiritual personality. You can serve somebody who is physically present. He's there, he can serve him. He's making garland, offering flowers. He can also serve him now. By following his bani or instruction. All his instruction is there. He has got so many instructions. He wrote his books. The ideal answer of ideal question is there. So anybody can take it. And this way, if you want to attain bhakti, bhakti is very simple. And could be very, very difficult also, depending on attitude of aspiring, which aspiring for pure devotional service. Service. These personalities are impersonalities and devotees. You know who is impersonalist? You say, God is not a person. He is something like a light. And they want to merge with that. Mm-hmm. We know we are services, but the Lord is a person. He has got his abode. He has got his associates. He has got his liking, disliking. Like that. As you see in Vrindavan, it's a replica of the spiritual world. If we give up sense gratification, we become pure, we can realize Vrindavan, even here. Yeah, if somebody is 24 hours engaged in pure devotional service, he can realize this is not defined from the spiritual world, as Prabhupada says in a letter. He is apprehensive that he may be affected by material sense object, which is all around us. But if we remain like a leaf in a water, lotus leaf in water, is in touch with water, but through the water, see, it's dry. That means he's unaffected. How? He's engaged in Krishna service under the guidance of a Mahat or Mahatma, who is 24 hours engaged in Krishna service. To him, he is Krishna's service to Krishna and Vaishnava. His life and soul, no attachment, a material sense of it. Yes. Yes. Thus, Shevan Mukhehi Jivado. He is always eager, engaged 24 hours in the service of the Lord and his pure devotee. Then, the Krishna's name, Krishna's form, Krishna's beauty, Krishna's dham, everything will be revealed to him. He had just so, Hare Dasa, when he's convinced, my Swarup, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, what is our Swarup? Swarup, constitutional position of every living entity, doesn't matter, even an ant, a bird, or a sea, he is the eternal servant of Krishna. Krishna is our eternal master. If you can become convinced, take it, as Prabhupada said, then you are an advanced devotee. You don't have to become some, require some stamp. I'm a Brahmin, I have got Brahmin initiation. I'm a sannyasi. But that quality will say, Krishna won't see this designation. He will see our heart. Chetu dhapur marjanam. That's the heart has to be clean. If you do our sadhana well, early in the morning, our first and foremost duty, clean ourselves with clean clothes, come, and finish our bhajan, at least minimum, mangalarti at 10 games. Very important. The whole day will be auspicious. And they do prayer, om. The pleasure giving energy of the Lord. Who doesn't aspire for material pleasure? Krishna looks like he is dancing with a young girl, but actually, those are not material. For little spiritual happiness, little spiritual bliss, the yogis give up all type of material pleasure, just little to get. So we should think, how can Krishna will be after material pleasures? This is the thing we should think. So it looks like he's playing, he's dancing, he's eating laddus, but he is a perfect brahmachari. So he looks like dancing. And even Bhishma, who is the strongest known brahmachari, one of them maybe, he said, even like Krishna I am doing, I can think of how can I remain brahmachari, right? Krishna. He has got a spiritual body. Satchit Ananda. We have to understand this. This thing, unless somebody is a devotee, can understand simply by reading books or with scholarship, we cannot understand. Who can understand? Sevan Mukhe Jivabandhu. Who is eager to serve, then Krishna being pleased, he reveals all these things. That he is not defined from his name, form, beauty. Vrindavan is not defined from the spiritual world, he can fulfill your desire. The Prabhupada, is this dust, is this spiritual? Yes, this dust is not ordinary, Vrindavan dust. That is a sadhu, take this dust, put on his sneer, even satan. But we should not be mechanically doing like that. Unless you have conviction, you may become sick. You are not defined from Krishna. At once fall flat, only moment you go to Dham, Vrindavan, Jagannath Puri. It's not dependent on Krishna. But we are not. This is dirty things. No, then in that consciousness, be careful. Don't blindly do anything. Vishwacharya, when you give up sense gratification, in a mood of service attitude, you take. Then everything will. Krishna being pleased, Krishna will talk to us. Krishna says, who is a pure devotee? Krishna is saying in Bhagavad Gita, Mat Chitta Madgata Purana. His mind always dwells in Krishna. Madgata Purana, his life completely dedicated in the service of Krishna. Always, Bodhyanta Parasparam. They talk nothing but Krishna Katha. And enlightening each other. Discuss what this verse could mean. I think this is, no, what the Acharya says. They tattva. Tattva means truth, fact. One knows the science of Krishna. Truth about Krishna. We should ask. Jaiti Krishna tattva, who knows this thing, convinced that Krishna is God, is already advanced devotee. Progress. Are you convinced? That is the question. We can ask ourselves. So what is that? We saw Prabhupada is always doing that. 24 hours. Even he is going to take rest in the train, and he suddenly got up. I said, his secretary, get up, take one pen and notebook, write it down, write this, I am giving dictating. So Prabhupada said, we should be, our mind should be like that, our life should be molded in such a way, always looking for how to can better my service, increase my service. Even I am going to sleep, even I am taking rest, thinking. That thereby we are always with Krishna. When there is Krishna, Krishna Sujya Samo. When there is sun, there cannot be ignorance, there cannot be light, darkness. This material world, without sun, is full of darkness. The spiritual world, no sun is required, not a bhāsati sujyo, no sasanka, no moonlight, no sunlight is required, not even electricity. They're all the planets, spiritual planets, are self-effulgent. When there is light, there cannot be darkness. When there is light, when there is enlightenment, Krishna, enlightening you, you don't require. You know, Maya cannot do anything. Completely Krishna conscious. So, Tesham Satata Yuktam, those are like that, 24 hours engaged in Krishna. Even he is taking rest, sleep like, with rest. This is Krishna's, this body belongs to Krishna. If you have this sort of attitude, then even you use a one car in Krishna's service, it has to sometime have some break. Yeah? So, this body has to take rest for some time. Not for our own pleasure, but Krishna. This is the mentality of pure devotee. Looks like he is also sleeping, he is also eating, but not for his pleasure necessarily. So he says, get up, take down this note, and this way we can, and this service we can increase, something like that, giving it to us. And the devotee thought, Prabhupada is taking rest, he's sleeping. Ah, he's thinking. So we should be three stages. Everybody is awake now. Unless, Hribod, keep jago. Wake up, spirit soul, to Krishna consciousness. Now, soul is waking up. I don't know, my soul is body thing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Jeev Jago, get up early in the morning, like chanting, dancing. Not like a tree, log, sleeping like a log. No, sir. Where his mind is, God knows. So, everybody in a waking state, now we are awake, I think. Sometime we fall asleep and maybe dreaming, so many dreams, sweet dreams, or maybe nightmare. Sometime maybe deep sleep. Everybody has to go through three stages. But suppose you are attached to, suppose you are very good in making bucks. Any materialist, say a broker, who told this story. The broker, what he's doing is, he's going to stock exchange, you know, and not like cell phone, he has got old days, many phone, 10, 12, or many. Maybe Wall Street or here, what is stock exchange, maybe Melbourne, there must be stock exchange, eh? A big city, especially Sydney must be. It is the economic capital of Australia, I think. It looks like little one, American city. So, so there is one guy like that. His wife will be giving breakfast to his, to her son, asking, darling, take this tiffin carrier for your father's breakfast. He has already gone to his office. He goes early. Day and night he simply knows what is the price of this, that, and share going up and down. He's home, so many phones, any time coming, day, night. And his son and wife knows in this house, that as here, always chanting going on, either Pupa song, always, somewhere or other, always, crinkling, crinkling, crinkling. Otherwise, he's going, or his wife or son, running, daddy, your phone. How much is the price? Oh, right. Another one. How much is the price? Kring kring. How much is the price? Another. Kring kring. How much is the price? Another. Three, four, five, six. He knows only kring kring, kring kring, kring kring. His life is kring kring. So, going to the office, his son, after taking breakfast, mother served, mother said, go to your father, give it. And you serve yourself, see, otherwise he has no time. You know, I know. Try to press him, I will serve. He went to his father. All, he saw all the time, clinking, how much is the price of this tea? How much is this chair? How much? In 1 year, maybe three, four telephones. Don't stop. No stop. Writing something, recording, and again. So his son went, daddy, don't disturb me. Daddy, asking her, put it there. What is that? Mother, send you breakfast. Don't worry. I'm busy now. Don't disturb. Daddy, I will serve you. You sit down. I told you, don't disturb. Don't you see? What can he do? He's getting upset. So he went back, told mother, mommy, I said, oh, your father is simply crinkling and crinkling. So again noontime he took food, meal, and again take tiffin carrier. He went there, he saw the tiffin carrier still there open. He didn't eat. He still clinking, clinking. That he said, daddy, disturb. How many times he said, mother said, I must serve you. So gave an angry look and he ran and told his mother, mother, I said, did he take his breakfast again? No, the breakfast is still there. Then at night he came, those maybe sometime eaten, not eaten even. And his wife had to again warm up and give. He was so absorbed, he's so much attached or whatever he said. The Pupa said, so even at night, his son is saying, mommy, I saw, hearing some noise. He said, go see your father sleeping there in that room. So many telephones. You know. And when he heard his father is saying, how much is the price of this one? How much is the price? He's hearing his father is talking something on his own. Oh, he's sleeping. I'm saying that. So we should be like this even when we'll be sleeping. That is perfection. Even when you're sleeping, you're thinking of Krishna, Krishna's pastime or chanting. So before you go to bed, maybe read Krishna book. It's our spiritual world, what is going on. Then, doesn't matter, it's called Abhisriti Krishna Padaravinda. One who never forgets lotus feet of Krishna spontaneously coming, he achieved perfection. So we have to be like that. Materialists, as people are sometimes very attached to money. Kring-kring, all the time. Very nice, perfect. Now, definitely, we are doing on our own endeavor. This is almost like we are practicing. Shall I say we are practicing? Yes, who can say spontaneously coming? Anybody? Please raise hand. Somebody says, no. Showing. No, at least we are honest. It's good. But Krishna is within the heart. He is watching all the time. Tesam satsa yuktam bhajatam priti purvakam. Now we may be doing chanting. Why now? Are you doing it priti purvakam? When you are cooking, are you doing with love and affection? Krishna now, whether it is love and affection or mechanically doing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Yeah. Do this. No. That is not priti purvakam. I'm sorry. Then Krishna also, he's Suhidam, he's within our heart. He's our best friend. You know, so that doing with love and affection. Even he is racing. The deity, who does, I don't know, sometimes very nice, look, very nice garland or something, very fragrant flowers. How do you know? Krishna liking? Maybe bumblebee is coming attracted. So nice. Bumblebee. Time to take honey. Boy, Krishna is liking your garland made, nice flowers, fragrant, okay. Dressing nicely, so absorbed, everybody likes. He is also preaching. People come here. When I go to so many temples, when I go to ISKCON, Krishna looks so beautiful, Radharani is most beautiful. He is preaching. On his dressing, he may not be distributing book. Somebody come. Nice prasad halwa. Halwa, puri, gajari, samosa, very nice. I like. I will again tomorrow, next Sunday, I am going to. You like your lecture? To be honest, you know, I like your prasad. That means you're attracted to Krishna. Maybe in the form of prasad, but still it's good. Prasad means Krishna's mercy. He's getting Krishna's mercy. Getting purified. He doesn't feel like eating outside. So they are also, on his cooking, in Krishna consciousness, he's also a preacher. Krishna likes him. It's not somebody having a danda or some big position. No. Because in Krishna consciousness, somebody can do in dressing, doing arati, or cooking, he can do the same thing. Maybe going to the spiritual world, Prabhupada said. He's coming something different. It's not like sentimental something. India, most of it. Could do. There are nice people also there. There are many. Yes, sentimental. So you do that, you can be cooking, nice thing, you know what Krishna likes, maybe same thing doing. When Radhan is cooking and he has got assistant, some of us can become assistant of the assistant of Radharani, or Mother Yashoda dressing Krishna, and I can help Mother Yashoda's assistant. Not that I will become Mother Yashoda. No. It's nonsense. Sahajya. No. Tulsi Arati, what you are saying? Moroyo Vilas, Vilas Kunja Diyabhas. No. Anivedandhara, Shakir Anugata Kara, make me obedient to one of the Shakhi, one of the Manjaris. Radhani, Krishna, maybe cowherd voice, assistant. Then he can also serve Krishna. The cowherd voice, Krishna is little, relaxing, exhausted under it. There is nice tree, crystal clear Jamuna water, And Krishna and Balaram sitting like a hull of a lotus, and others encircling, all cowherd boys sitting. Something, Krishna, you are exhausted, you are tired, yeah. Please, sit down. And Krishna is putting his head on his thigh and relaxing. Samrat, and what a palm leaf, and panic Krishna. Krishna is saying, oh, this boy is very good. Very service attitude, this God. And I think I will do better than him. He took the palm leaf and plunged in Jamuna water. Oh, very cool, like a hair cooler. And somebody is massaging Krishna. And Krishna relaxing and falling. Maybe Krishna get up and Balaram, and Krishna himself trying to, massage Balaram's feet and like that. So Krishna consciousness is competition. Who can do, Prabhupada said. This is transcendental. In material world, there is so much competition. And spiritual also competition there. It's come from the spiritual world. Who can serve Krishna more? Who can please Krishna more? Or Balaram, or Radharani, or Mother Yashoda. You can easily get the mercy of Krishna. Just a prasada. If you can please him, you can please Krishna. So Krishna is watching within our heart. You see, all the time he forgets his food, drink. There is the Goswamis. Lokanam hitukayana. They do come from very high class family, aristocratic, so much wealthy, big position, capable, kick out all this thing, material sense gratification. With a bareness, is like a piece of cloth, earring. Eating after whole day, maybe little buttermilk or very dry chapati, no salt, dry some chana, chickpeas. Eating. Maybe sleeping 1.5 hours only. Of course, they are Bhagavad Pashad, we cannot do that. But Prabhupada we saw, what I saw, Prabhupada at night sleep 2 hours, 11 to 1. Daytime, after breakfast 1 hour, noontime after 1 hour. In general, like that. But it's not by force you can do this. Simply having a higher taste, param dishtani, higher taste, you can give up. Because everybody, first attachment is out to our body. We are identifying ourselves with the body. Maybe theoretically saying, fasting, I am not this body, this is first lesson. But if we convince I am not this body, Narottam Das would say, Deho buddhi nahi jaat. One who does not consider himself, I am the body, I am spirit. Shankar Bandhan kahata. He is free from material entanglement. He is free. This is his mukta. Surupena bhavastiti. He is so much serving, and he forget all, eating, sleeping. This is liberated persons. Liberated person's symptom. One of the symptoms of liberated person. Day and night work. Jayananda Babu used to work day and night after doing his sadhana, day and night work. And Prabhupada, with his top leaders going, suddenly Prabhupada said, wait, and go somewhere and open the door. He's a Paramahamsa, what Jayananda is doing, he's always doing some service. Either menial service, cleaning, or Rathiyatra, going somewhere to collect money. Or engaging somebody, can you help doing this? Jayananda Bose, wonderful devotee. It's simple. Though he was the engineer, didn't get job, he was driving taxi. I came across devotees. Later on also to run a temple, he started. He will be doing everything himself. Only few devotees, but to collect money sometime. By doing other job, he do that, maintain it. And sometime somebody came to see him, and he said, I want to see him. He is there? He said, yes, he is there. Long time passed, and he cannot see. He said, what happened? He is not coming? He is busy. Then, man, what? He had some doubt. He is not here. So he looked everywhere, couldn't find Say, he's here? Yes, yes. Then he looked at him and said, don't mind. Are you that person? He said, yes. He understood, yes. Then he saw, you are in charge here? Yes. He saw he is doing all garbage, cleaning everything. This is leader of Vastavi. He doesn't mind to serve Krishna, he can do anything and everything. He can do, I mean, cleaning all the garbage. Not many devotees there to help him to run the temple. He will do anything and everything. He's so nice. So Prabhupada said, in every Rath Yatra, he used to build Rath also one time. Well, very hard day and night. And he put a picture, that's good side, picture of Jayananda. And also, when he left his body that day or his birthday, you celebrate. Either or both, he said. So who knows how many? There could be so many not known to us. I mean, like Jayananda Bhavi in our ISKCON. Whether Mataji, or Vyastha, or Brahmachari, or Sannyasi, or GBC. It may not be recognized by the organization, recognized by Krishna and pure devotee. Very nice, very busy. As I said, Sangsara Pala, to actual devotional service starts when you are free from bodily concern. Or more strictly speaking, when you are free from sense object. As long as lusty desire there, real devotional service not starting. Very difficult. Who can say, I am free from lusty? Anybody? Reason? No. At least you are honest. Anybody, any woman can be victim. We know the story of Billamangal Thakur, Ajami. So many. One should even have the symptoms manifest that I am liberated soul. One should not brag, I am liberated from sense object. One day, this happened. One boy asked other boy, discussing about this, he said, you don't get agitated? It's called dhira. Dhira means sober. He is not agitated when come in touch with the sense object. But in this material, everybody is adhira. He's always getting agitated. He comes in touch with sense object. Yes, we have experience. Yeah? But the devotee gradually becomes not so agitated. Less and less. At least tolerate, not in action, do anything. Nonsense. Sometimes a spiritual master will say, I give so many initiations, thousands and thousands. Most of them, maybe 80%, all breaking, most important, not doing sinful activities, regulative principle. So difficult, you can see. Rukmini Devi says, it's formidable. Formidable. So this boy is saying, I am not affected. No, you are not affected. Suppose you are alone and the sense object is there, near you, close. You are not affected, your mind doesn't get it? No. I am okay. So what he can do? He says, this is difficult. Come. And he talked to Prabhupada, I have got some question. Can one be among us, become unaffected by sense object? Who is that? One boy is saying, he is not affected. Really? Call him. You are not affected. You are in touch with the sense object very close. No, nothing. You sit there, taking to doctor. Yeah? It's only Prabhupada said, let us go to the doctor. Why? You have got some disease. You are abnormal. As long as body is there will be agitation. Except maybe a person like Narayan Rishi, maybe Kumara. Nobody should brag. I am liberated soul, not affected by the sense object. At once material energy will teach us. No. We are not. It's formidable. You can so many stories like that. You can see. One should be very careful. They say this material is called Maitunaga. There's always attraction. Cupid always looking for chance. So that you are captivated by the sense object. One should be very careful. So many, you know, goes drifted away from devotion because of this. He may be great in some estimation, in material estimation or whatever he called, so much service did that. Suddenly become victim. Big, big personalities. That is why it is necessary, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Cheto Dharpan Marjana. You have to clean ourselves. It means how much you have become free from bodily concept, fasting, very deeply rooted. You have got this. Lusty desire, anger, greediness, illusion, arrogance, pride, and enviousness. Enviousness. Material world means one is envious of others. So when you come here, devotee means, pure devotee means free from enviousness. Rather, good devotee see, oh, he is doing so much service, huh? My dear Lord, he is doing so much, I am doing nothing. How can I do like him also? More service, this is better. You should not be and for that, you require such person and associate with him. Just like we are reading every day, always associating with great personality, Bishop Dev, his teaching, Prabhupada's purport, associating with Prabhupada. And Krishna is watching. Then Krishna will reveal to us what we should do, what we should not do. Krishna will talk to us from within. Why? Krishna is saying that the samsara, they are irrespective of time, place, circumstances, doesn't matter. 24 hours they are engaged in Krishna's service. But not mechanically, with love and affection. Priti purvakam, dadami buddhi yogam, I give him intelligence. Krishna is saying, I give him intelligence. How to handle the problem? What to do, what not to do? He will tell. From within. Mattasri, I remind him, do this, do that. But if he's not, I make him forget. I don't give him that. No. Why? Teshanu kambartham. Teshan evanu kambartham. Since they are 24 engaged with love and devotion, I feel compassion for them. Krishna is a person, he feels, oh, he is doing so much service for me. Dedicating himself, sacrificing his sleeping, eating, comfort. One does that. Krishna deeply think of them. Not mechanically I'm thinking the form of Krishna. No. Who dedicates his life, soul, everything, his pleasure, pain, material. Krishna is saying, who thinks, who dedicates all these things, pleasure. Yeah. Only think of how to please Krishna, how to please your devotee. Krishna deeply thinks of that. Krishna is saying himself. Then it won't be difficult to go back to Godhead. It won't be difficult to become a pure devotee. So it depends on our attitude. I am talking nearly 45 minutes. Baba says, speak 40 minutes. Hare Krishna. Huh? As I see, how that guy, that one hunter, you know the story in teachings of Lord Chaitanya, hunter, such a abominable life he was leading. Simple little association of Narad Muni, he completely changed. He used to shoot rabbits, deers, and when they are flapping, being pierced by the poisonous arrow, he used to endure. And later on, simply by the association of Narad Muni, he changed so much so that he very careful not to hurt even an ant. So Prabhupada said, this movement is a movement for changing the heart of devotee. Changing character. So it is very difficult, we say, to change character, isn't it? But by association it's possible. The iron rod is iron, no doubt. We put it in fire. Fire purifies everything. But he himself is not affected. Put it becomes hot, very red, hot. Then he can easily, it develops the quality of fire because of association. I can use it and catches other things, straw, paper, you can eat. Huh? So if we serve the pure devotee, we develop all the good qualities of pure devotee. And Krishna is watching from within our heart. And then, if you're taking simply prasad, you don't feel like taking other things. You're sitting with Krishna. Samish attitude. So many other incidents there. The Haridas Thakur, simply association of a prostitute, just 2-3 nights, completely become a great mahanta. Great mahanta coming to see her. She is simply eating tulsi leaf falling from the tulsi tree and nothing else. And circumambulating the tulsi tree and chanting Hare Krishna. We are also doing many years, some of them. We are not becoming big mahanta. But maybe compared to outside people, maybe. But in the eye of scripture, maybe long way to go. Some may not, but on scripture. You can check. Ajamil. So, mukti is nothing to a devotee actually, depending on attitude. When Ajamil's story, you find he was attacked, he was a South Indian Brahmin, high class, but he has got one bad habit. Very bad. He was attached to one girl. And even his father's day for doing, you know, a dead man, you do ritual, so many things he will be doing, he's saying, hurry up. Why? I have to get out. I have to go somewhere. He will go to that girl because he's very attached. He came out, they're saying, where there is a will, there is a way. He will somehow or other go, he's thinking. And even that important day, he's going out. And heavy rain, storm, still he will go. Because he likes. The same thing for Krishna we can do. Krishna in the Bible. But what happened to him? Attachment. Everybody has got attachment something. And he's going. There's a river he has to cross. Looking, no boatman, still he wants to go. Heavy rain, torrential rain. He jumped. He thought it's maybe a log, a wood, and he crossed. Actually, it is not a log. He was so absorbed. It's a dead body. But he's so much absorbed in the thought of her. And he went, and she thought, rain, oh. Bilamanga alone come today. Close the door, bolt it. Everything is closed. Window, door, what to do? Something like a rope looked like. He actually, it was not rope, it was a dead snake. He's trying to see how strong attachment he can pull. If he can get a little bit of that to Krishna, then he came and she could understand somebody in the house. She opened, she said, oh, Bilamangal. She was surprised. In this bad weather you have come.
If you have got, you have got so much attachment to me, if you have got little bit of fraction of that, for Govinda, your life could have been sublime. And it struck his heart, Vilomas. I think she is right. She is right. Vilomas started thinking deeply. At once he left. He said, I'll go to Vrindavan. I'll become perfect sadhu. Not that Hare Krishna at the same time, without the knowledge of others, doing nonsense. This happens sometimes to devotees. No? Yes or no? Possible. Fine. It's not easy to give up everything. Last time this happened. He studied scripture, this, that, and I'm convinced. But only studying on the, we have to change the heart, we have to give up bad habit. Not easy. Not easy. As they say, camphor, if you burn it, still the pot smells camphor. Huh? No? Yes or no? Anybody know? Just like somebody drinks in a pot, in a liquor, to purify it is very difficult, you say. What used for liquor, drinking liquor. So this is also like a pot, we are enjoying so many things. Change is very difficult. Right. So when he was going, again he was captivated. One lady was taking bath, he was captivated by her beauty. She was very pretty. She is a housewife, she could sense it. So he thought, I go back to my house. My husband is there, she is going. And told the husband, and Bilomangal, being so much absorbed, again, just the iron attracted by magnet. No shame, nothing. But he looks like come from an aristocratic family. So she told her husband came, oh sir, you look like a come from a Brahmin and aristocratic. So what do you want? And he's telling. He told, he didn't mind, tell. I like her. I see. Okay. He follows Vedic culture strictly. So he says, Otithi Devo Bhava. His scripture written, if some guest come, he should treat him like a god coming. So he says, okay. Huh? Ask his wife, go to him. See what he wants. And when she is a little scared, she is going, in Vedic culture, a wife has to always listen to her husband, real wife. So she, as an ideal wife, she's going, a little scared. Right? And by that time, because he was Brahmin and did so much, do service to Narayan, suddenly his mind, something else became. He says, suddenly addressed her like a mother. That's the way one should see every woman other than his wife. So he said, mother, can I give me your hairpin? Said, why you want hairpin? No, I have got something to do. He's not telling. The moment they gave her hairpin, at once she pierced his eyes. Said, this root cause is this, all these senses. Everybody is shocked. What are you doing? Then he said, now I will go to Vrindavan. He lived 700 years. Krishna seeing his austerity and all these things, day and night serving. Krishna came to him. Who are you? He's blind. Who are you? I'm a cowherd boy. What do you want? I brought some milk for you. And then on, he has friendship with Krishna. So that is why Vilomal Thakur wrote some, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought it, those who do bhajan on top, high level, for them that book is there, what he wrote, what he has experienced, and from that experience it is all written. That is called Krishna Karnamrita. Krishna Karnamrita. The high level of Krishna consciousness, they study that book. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu want all his associates read that book. And there he is saying, one who is serving Krishna He doesn't care for mukti, free from the attachment of material attraction, clutches. No, it's that mukti comes near the door, one who is serving Krishna, to carry out his order with folded hands, stand, everything. Why? What does he care for mukti, a devotee? Krishna is coming to him. What is required? Mukti. So devotee, pure devotee, doesn't care for mukti. Mukti automatically he is liberated. If he is 24 and gained in Krishna's service. That's the way Prabhupada explained. Krishna is coming, he could understand it's Krishna. Though he is blind. So we should be very careful. That's why if somebody wants to be a Vaishnava, should be careful, stay away from Kormi. Kormi means he is mad after sense gratification. He is hedonistic life. Sense gratification is the be all and end all. They think most of the outside you go, whether it's India, America, Russia, anywhere, England, Japan, like a robot working out. Why? Just simply. Sense grat. And nothing. How to increase. And then doing sinful activity. A devotee is happy. Because he has got a hard taste. He's not like Kormi, neither like Jnani, not like even Yogi. One mystic power onto Sri Paramatma. Simply, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that Janmani Janmanishwara Bhavatad Bhukti. Only want to serve him without any motivation. So he doesn't care whether he's in this material world or in heaven or in hell. He simply does pure devotional service. He finds the place become like Vaikuntha. We are absorbed 24 hours pure devotional service. You are in living in Vrindavan. You are with Brajavasi. Not external. You may not be shown. But you are Brajavasi. So, any comment to the question? Everyone is a little Hiranyakashipu, Hiranya, where is gold. With that wealth and money, he will get his all his sense object and enjoy. Hiranyakashipu, soft bed, and sensual pleasure. Sensual pleasure. So it's asat sangata. So one is a Vaishnava, first duty is he should give up that association. One is attached to asat sangha. One is a man after sense grat, he should not associate with them. Asat sangha tag, give up. In the beginning also, by force you have to be. More and more advanced, then you're getting a hard taste, but still be careful. It applies to all of us. I'm saying just as a mouthpiece, a pair of Prabhupada. Just repeating, it applies to all of us. Should be thing. And those are attached to sense object. Not a devotee, Kormi, Jnani, Yogi. Only devotee. They say, this world is called Maithunaga, shackle of Maya or sex. Thus, devotee, that the Goswamis, Loka, Naam, Hituka, for the benefit, ultimate benefit of the whole world, of all people, they are always thinking how to bring the people to Krishna consciousness. So it is a preaching movement, our movement, that they are the dearest to Krishna. Krishna said, Nachatasmat, there was never one, is or will be person so dear to me than one who is giving this knowledge, teaching to others. Of course, one who is not austere, one is doubtful, will accept Krishna as God. Don't preach to them, be careful. Delight Krishna. Or devotee. Mayavadi. he is also prasad.
Just to keep body and soul together, they just take some prasad, take a little rest, day and night working. So this is this movement. It's a preaching movement. Moment you stop preaching, whole thing will collapse. No movement. So there he is saying, Samadhi later. He become old, then he can do less work maybe. But he can just do service. Do bhajan. But you should have to do bhajan. Also it should be balanced. You ignore bhajan, day and night sadhi can become, you are not spiritually strong, you can fall down. Sometimes happens this. 16 rounds is nothing. You do it in the morning, early hours, Brahma Murta can finish best. Come to Mangala, they take only prasad, not cooked by non-devotee. Then you are pretty safe. Pretty safe. You've got time, do more japa, more hearing lecture. Better than spiritually. Strong. To make advancement requires spiritual strength. Spiritual strength comes from sadhana bhajan. You have to come to Mangalarati, must come to Mangalarati, must take bath, must do your round very nicely. Very nicely. Without offense and a mood. Sinadu Vishwanichana, Taruri Vasaishna, Amani Namanadina, then you can become bhakta. Otherwise, any moment, sometime, we don't see only gone, never to return. We don't see old faces sometimes, less and less, because of this. Very bad, very unfortunate. We miss. My so strong. Grab him. If somebody tightly grab him, nab him, very difficult to get rid of sometimes. Like the my is very strong. Comes a sense object. And you have a tendency to enjoy. The moment, try to enjoy. Lord, what? My God. There we go. Very difficult to cut off. Only one who is very heavy and enlightened soul, Krishna Tattva Vetta, he can, like an axe, he can cut with sharp words and harsh. Don't do this. Do this. We don't take his words seriously, then we become victim. any moment we can become victim. Must take the words of Prabhupada very seriously. No, I'm okay. No, the sadhana was not okay. Any moment, in front of deity we are standing, watching, with the devotees, mind somewhere else, hovering in the world of sense object. And he's already captured, he's in jail of Maya. It's just a matter of time, any moment he'll go away. We have to be very extra careful in front of sense object. That is what Prabhupada said. So this is applicable to all of us. I'm just a deputy. I'm just a mouthpiece. It applies to all of us. And follow his instruction, then we say smoothly, make progress towards our home, back to Godhead. Already we are here, we can realize that we give up sense gratification. We are not in the material world. We can become free from the attraction. But as long as iota, little bit of attraction here, whether subtle or gross, we cannot. You can go up to Brahmaloka, still cannot go to spiritual or higher locus there, you may go up, but cannot. Anything material, gross or subtle, we are attached, cannot go. Go to higher locus, again do devotion. That's our focus.
maybe that is the price we have to pay. Some may say, Maharaj, it's very difficult. Yes, it's difficult sometimes. But we have to pay that price. Do gradually. Who said, do gradually. You cannot surrender completely, gradually surrender. There is hope there. Though against, hoping against hope. How this is chance, how can I do that? But somebody can make it one life. That is whatever Prabhupada has given, is there, everything. And one life to make it is also there. Instruction. Whether we will do it or not, that is up to us. Better, Prabhupada said, one life, we gave so many lives in 8,400,000 species. One life can give for Krishna. Not sense gratification. Other lives all sense gratification. Anything other than serving Krishna is sense gratification. That's all. Maybe subtle, but still sense gratification. You cannot enter in the spiritual world. Our life is eternal, full of bliss and knowledge. You enter into eternal pastime with Krishna. So we should be captivated by, oh, I want that sort of life. You seriously think. If you have a simply serious desire to associate with Krishna, playing with Krishna, have picnic, enjoy Krishna, and Krishna is giving protection, no anxiety, in danger, then there is chance, a strong desire, even one life. Simply have the strong desire and serious, you want to join with Krishna. Krishna will help. Prabhupada is saying in his lecture. Hare Krishna. Hare Japa. Very good. Very good. Your son. Okay. No. Right. Very good. Not tilak. Huh? Oh, school. Put water tilak. Then they won't see. But Krishna will see. Krishna will see. The Vaikuntha, the Jamdutu, he will come suddenly. Oh, he has got tilak, tulsi mala, come. No tilak, no tulsi mala, chalo. What do you want? Put water tilak, very light, they won't see. But Krishna will see, Jamdutu, oh, he has got chalo, dhanavat. Jamdutu will say, the Vaikuntha will come, come on. We are going to play in. Back to God. Huh? Very good. Very good. Is all right? Okay. Comment? Okay. Some question related to this. Yeah.
You want to tell us something about Ramananda?
Huh?
Ramananda.
Huh?
Some past times Ramananda.
Ramananda. So one brahmachari tell Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu, I like to listen Krishna katha. So you want to listen Krishna katha. Best thing to hear somebody who is free from sense attraction. So who is that? Anyway, roughly like this he said. Go see Ramananda Rai. Okay. And he's been sitting for a long time. Long time passed. Ramananda came. I'm very sorry. And I let you sit for waiting for a long, long time. And started talking. Something like that. Then he thought, what I listen for a Grihastha? He's thinking like this. On that day, he didn't see. I remember like this person. The next day, another time was for him. Then he, at first, he came to church. Did you go to? Listen to Ramananda Rai. Then he told whatever maybe he doesn't that much respect for Grihastha. Doesn't know. You should see somebody as a Vaishnava, not Grihastha, Brahmachari Sanat. This is external. And so later on, whole day he is listening. He will understand. Because
You are not attracted to sense objects. Sense objects could disturb our mind, anything, opposite gender. He is not affected. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. That is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to discuss with him topmost, most confidential Krishna's pastime with the gopis or Radharani like that. He said, he is the only person. Not so many other big devotees there, not hear from him. He is free from sex desire. And very effective hearing from him. Then he could understand why he sent it to him, not others, big scholar, this, that, wrong. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he saw him, he heard from one big devotee, Sarvabhauma, say, if you go to South India, see this person. So he is externally looks, he is a governor, beautiful wife, lot of money, one who has got all these things, usually he is not, can make advancement. But there is exception also. Have to see the heart. Chaitanya can understand, say, so many servant coming, somebody coming in a palkin, like a king, got down, and they surprised seeing in a ghat, where they take bath in Godavari, I think. We took bath in Godavari. I think Godavari. On the bank of Godavari, it's called Kobur, that place, I think. And that place is still there, and some Vaishnava has got the mot, follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recognized this man is Ramananda Raya. And after a few talks, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced. Everybody knows his background is come from Shudra. And he was shocked, he's in sannyasi, embracing Shudra in a very high position, government, top position. He has to be, he is diplomatic, intelligent, he is not very honest or like a Brahmin, like that. How could he do like that? You think? And he also told, you come to Jagannath Puri, we will talk Krishna Katha. Everybody was shocked, seeing around, people all around. How could a sannyasi supposed to be very pure? He is associating with him very, so as if he is very close, near and dear one. Couldn't think of. But he can see the heart, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we are always seeing the external thing. You have to know how to see the heart. How you see a sadhu? Not by looking how beautiful he is. Oh, he is my teacher, he is so beautiful, so. Hear from him Krishna Katha and then know who is real sadhu. You can change your heart. You can see Prabhupada change the heart of so many people. Still he is changing. Simply he says, reading his book, people's heart change. Simply reading his book. So many Bhagavad Gita was there, but not could make a single devotee of Krishna. And reading Prabhupada's book, he didn't take any credit. He seemed to what Krishna says, he's saying. Others, what he thinks, he's writing. Prabhupada didn't do that. But follow other acharyas, not seva. What his guru said, he's writing. And so many people divine work. Still now, with mahat seva dharam, we have got the opportunity to mahat seva. Is recognized by Krishna. Yeah? Yes or no? Any question or comment? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, towards the end, day and night Krishna Katha in Gambhira, in Jagannath Puri, in a small place. Whole night, whole day. Yes, people who think they're crazy, they say, let people think crazy, we know he is crazy. But we shouldn't copy. We should be day and night in Krishna's service and also do our bhajan nicely. Have to go to another place again to preach. Maybe your farm. There's cold there. It doesn't matter, you can for a day and come back in the morning back to Gaudiya.
Any more question? Come on, I have finished 9 o'clock. It's more than an hour. Maybe. We started 1.5 hours maybe. Doctor asked me not to talk so long. Anyway, it's nice. You are listening. And that's I'm just repeating what purpose. It's all applicable to us. All of us. Very difficult sometimes. You know we shouldn't do, but we are carried away. No? Yes? No? We know we shouldn't do, but we are get carried away. And suddenly do. Why I have done this? I shouldn't have done. Should repent. Try again. Not to do. Now is another seva. Very good. Prabhupada said, Krishna consciousness every day is like a festival. Festival means everybody is joyful. Everybody is enjoying a spiritual enjoyment related to Krishna. Every day is a festival day. People like festival. Everybody is enjoying. Krishna consciousness means every day is a festival. Every day. Chanting, dancing, feasting. Give others prasad and he is happy. You are also happy. We are making Krishna conscious. We are happy. Krishna is so pleased with me. Then after feeding them, what is left over, devotee takes. Give them the best. And he again come. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur used to do. You see, they are giving. Those who supposed to have to give, sannyasi give the best thing. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur will go there to his disciples, pick up all this tempting thing and give it to the outsider. And they think, every day they eat this. We can also, if we become bhakti, we can have samosa, kachori, gulab jam, everything, isn't it? And every day come to eat, he doesn't know. One day his heart is changed. He said, can I do also job for like you? Can I do this, this? Can I do some service? Cleaning these pots? Okay, do that. He said, you can join if you like. Okay, okay. He doesn't know how change is coming in the heart. Without this knowledge, he becomes one day devotee. He says, so many joined Krishna, ISKCON. So nice, so wonderful. Krishna is wonderful, so everything is all. One day, Prabhupada, you do something, Prabhupada said. Okay, bring some milk. And I said, no milk. Bring powdered milk, baby milk, baby powder. Bring some butter. Bring some icing sugar. Some sultana or raisins, maybe some nuts, maybe. Kashyap Gopal mix. Krishna is called Laddu Gopal, offered to Krishna. Then they run prasad, sad. Prabhupada, this is wonderful. Everything is wonderful, Krishna consciousness. Prasad is wonderful. Devotees are wonderful. Chanting dancing is wonderful. And Mandir is a Prabhupada, you are all wonderful. You are all wonderful. So devotees are wonderful. Doesn't matter. He's a sweeping the floor. Or he's a sannyasi. Or he's a pujari. Or a grihastha. Doesn't matter. It's wonderful. Real devotee is wonderful. Like Krishna. We are associating Krishna. If we serve Krishna, we develop the quality of Krishna. So everything. Krishna's smile is wonderful. Krishna's looking is wonderful. Krishna's walking is wonderful. Krishna's talking is wonderful. Krishna's prasad is wonderful. Krishna's devotee is also wonderful. Real devotee is wonderful. Maybe we will share. If you go still, something is better than that. So again, next time we will discuss wonderful topics about Krishna. So have a little break for a day. Again tomorrow, come. Tomorrow soccer class again. Right. Go for a change. Go to other place. The variety is the spice of life. Go there and see. Divine. Prasad cooked by divine person. Divine place, another place of the Lord.
giving signal. Giving signal now for another seva. So let us go for another seva person. Thank you. May Lord bless you. Will you please pray for me? I can be probably a victim of Maya. Somebody asked Prabhupada, what you are praying? Can we ask? Then Prabhupada said, I pray. I'm always engaging Krishna so that I don't become victim. Please save me. Then Prabhupada is teaching us.